My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, dazzling star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their material online at capitalsteps.com. Elena, Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. It's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C. Nice and warm.
Huh? It is. It's supposed to be 70 by Sunday out here, so a lot of people not sure what to do with themselves.
And the most annoying thing is Al Gore walking around going, told you so, told you so, told you so.
Well, that would be his first public appearance in a while. He's kind of taken a hit over this sale of Current TV to Al Jazeera.
That's right. He's a rich man now. He
yes.
doesn't need to worry about anything. He can buy all the air conditioning he wants.
Thanks to big oil.
Hey, wait a minute. We got to look into this.
Yeah, I know, right? Because it's the Qataris that own Al Jazeera, so he made a bundle off of the oil barons in the Middle East. But hey, capitalism rocks, right?
Right.
So, but anyway, back to the climate situation. Yeah, this is, 2012 in the United States. I don't think it was the planet, but the United States or North America, the warmest year on record. And there's been some warm ones lately.
Right. So, I'll take it here in January, but not so much in August.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, as you alluded to, here's the Capitol Steps from their classic CD, Springtime for Liberals, with the former vice president, well, let's just call it gloating a little bit over the whole situation about climate change.
Hello again. It's me, former Vice President Al Gore. Now, as you may know, I'm a pretty big movie star these days, but I'm here tonight to speak the truth, even if it may be inconvenient. Mm-hmm. Now, President Bush wouldn't agree with this, but I don't think he's as serious as I am about global warming. Now, I've reviewed the current administration's policy on global warming, and I have to say, it doesn't make much sense. For example, number 6, a NASA mission to turn down the thermostat on the sun. That's just silly. Or number 9, requiring every citizen to chew dentine ice. Come on. You can never get everybody to do that. Or number 13, save many megawatts by making the Texas electric chair solar-powered. That's pretty good, but it's not enough. We need to do more. Now, part of the problem is that we're destroying trees at an alarming rate, sometimes frivolously and unnecessarily. So to that effect, I have taken to write a book, 938 pages, made of the finest trees in the Brazilian rainforest. Now then, it says here, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter 2. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's an ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Chapter the 3rd. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. Number 4. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. Everybody. There's some coastal states that can flood from the sea that's rising from the ice cap melting from the hole in the center of the ozone. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the center of the ozone. That was very good. You sound like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Just in time for the final chapter. There's a state named Florida that won't exist if the coastal states flood from the sea that's rising from the ice caps melting from the hurling center of the ozone. There's a guy named Al who would have been president. Really wouldn't be so sorry to see Florida go from the ice cap melt from the coast to the coast to the ozone. So on second thought, who cares if there's a hole? There's a hole. There's a hole in the center of the ozone. Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
Oh, Elena. Never gets old. Love it.
Well, yeah, it's nice to hear from Al once in a while. So.
He's had a most interesting post-public life, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He has. So, I don't know. Keep thinking he'll pop up again, and we always like having him appear in our shows. So.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure you haven't put the props away, even the beard. You never know when even the beard might come back. So. What else?
All right. Well,
what else are you guys looking at?
Well, we're looking at we've got an all-male white cabinet coming in, and we've got to hire more white guys. And we got to practice doing. Have you seen the new Secretary of the Treasury's signature that's going to go on the dollar bills?
Yeah, looks like about something a 3-year-old would do.
Right. So we're going to practice doing that so maybe we could forge some money. And, yeah. So we're working on a lot of stuff. And we're still performing every weekend at the Reagan Building. So.
Absolutely. And the Capitol Steps is a musical parody troupe that does look like America. So.
That's right. We've got all types.
There you go. Elena, have a great couple of shows this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com, where you can also purchase their material. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.